I'm Lance here with your pregame show. We have a nice day here at Clearwater, Florida at BayCare Ballpark. It's 84 degrees Fahrenheit. We're here for the fourth game of this series against the St. Lucie Mets, the affiliate of the New York Mets. And it's a special day today here in Clearwater. Today we are the Clearwater Beach Dogs. So on every Friday, every last Friday of the month here in BayCare Ballpark, Clearwater Threshers switched to become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. So they have their alternative Clearwater Beach Dogs jerseys. Really nice. They're blue and red still, but it's a little alternate blue. And if you're coming to the game here at BayCare Ballpark, you can buy a ticket for your dog. And the ticket revenue goes to a charity for animals. Today's charity is the Humane Society of Pinellas County. So going towards the pets there. And so it's the fourth game of this series against the Mets. The Threshers are 3-0 so far. Last night they won 7-6, led by Chad Castillo, who had a good game. He grounded out in the first inning for an RBI, and then in the fifth inning he slammed out a home run. Along with that, the Threshers had four players with multiple hits yesterday. That's Ricardo Rosario, Gabe Marcones Jr., Jordan Diston, and Eric Brito. Each of them had two hits. Along with that, Esteban Zone, Jimenez, he had his first win of the season while pitching. So let's go over the lineups for today's matchup between the Mets and the Beach Dogs. Starting off for the Mets is Rylan Thomas, the left fielder, followed by Kevin Villavicencio, the shortstop, Jacob Reimer, the first baseman, Junior Killian, the third baseman, Vincent Perozzo, the catcher, Dyron Campos, the right fielder, Jeffrey De Los Santos, the second baseman, Adrian Hernandez, the DH, Blaine McIntosh, center fielder, is ninth. Pitching for the Mets is the lefty, Felipe De La Cruz, and for the Threshers, or the Beach Dogs, it is Alex McFarland pitching. Starting off for the Beach Dogs is left fielder Ricardo Rosario, center fielder Justin Crawford, catcher Caleb Ricketts, first baseman Chad Castillo, right fielder Omarion Boyd, DH Jordan Vyers, third baseman Otto Kemp, shortstop Brian Rincon, and second baseman Eric Brito. So, yes, this is the fourth game of this six-game homestand against the Mets, and it's also the Threshers only back-to-back homestand. So we have six games on the Monday off and six games next week as well against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. So the skies here, it's a little overcast, but hopefully we have a clear game here in Clearwater, 84 degrees. So it's not sunny, so it should be a good game for baseball. We also have since it's the Beach Dogs, and along with it being dogs here, we also have a dog costume contest. So maybe we can keep you updated on some of the cute costumes we see on some of these dogs. So that'll be fun as well. So the Threshers, they're currently 12-6 on the season, had a great start. And the St. Lucie Mets are 5-12. So the Mets, they're a good team as well. They have a few of the Mets' top prospects with them, not playing today, but they do have their fifth-ranked prospect by MLB.com, Jett Williams. I believe he's played in a few of the games here in Clearwater, but he's their shortstop. He's not playing today, but he's a highly touted prospect. Along with that, they have some pitching prospects who I don't believe they've played, Caleb Ziegler, Josh Dano, or Leonel Ovales. Has he played here as well?
He has not pitched yet.
Yeah. So
only the hitting prospects have gotten in the lineup for St. Lucie thus far.
So the Mets, they do have a lot of talent as well, but that just speaks to how well this Threshers team has been playing to beat them three games in a row.
That's the first time that the Threshers have won the first three games of a series on the season. It's just been, you know, it's never easy to do that. With six-game series, you see a lot fewer sweeps, and it's a lot more common that teams will split a series, just, you know, winning every other game, something like that. And in game four of a 12-game homestand, the Threshers have a chance to get out in front of and get a series win early in the week, and that's what you want to do. You just want to chip away at the competition and just rack up those wins, and the Threshers are just jumping all over the St. Lucie team that has a lot of talent but has just not been able to put it together this season.
Yeah, so the umpires for today are the same as the series' previous three games. It's Isabella Robb. She's being behind home plate today, and Tyler Green will be on the bases. So, got a cool jersey matchup today. So the Mets are wearing their orange jerseys, bright orange. It's a nice look. And the Beach Dogs, they're blue. So it's a nice contrast, in my opinion. Be a pleasant game to watch here for us.
Yeah, it's probably the brightest game that I've seen. Yeah, very, very loud colorways for both teams. But I'm a big fan of these Beach Dog jerseys, Lance. I know it's the first time I've seen them. I got one of the hats, but just going together with those jerseys makes it look extra cool.
Yeah, they're definitely, it's a nice logo. They have an alternative logo as well. It's a nice yellow dog with some sunglasses. Got a cool look to them. And I've been walking around just Pinellas County. I've seen some kids wearing the Beach Dogs logo. I saw one kid wearing a jersey. So just speaks to how nice of a specialty thing the Threshers do here.
Yeah, man, you know, I've seen a lot of teams do a couple more, you know, Bark at the Park, Beach Dog sort of nights, but, I mean, no one does it like Clearwater, but, you know, once a month, end of every month, and on Friday, you get some of the coolest jerseys in minor league baseball. And a good cause. That's the important thing.
So we also have Finley wearing the Beach Dogs jersey as well.
He's part of the team.
He's not usually wearing a jersey, though. He's usually wearing his festive tropical beach shirt.
Well, I mean, how could you not want to put on that jersey? Yeah. I mean,
I think it looks good on him. Good look for Finley.
Finley's a good-looking shark, man. He can pull off anything.
I read somewhere the largest Thresher ever found is 24 feet. Not quite. Finley's not quite that long.
No, he's a couple of feet shorter. Yeah, that's like over four of me. That scares me. Luckily, Finley's a lot nicer and not the human-eating kind of shark. So make sure to be friendly when you see him around town and, of course, around Bay Care Ballpark. Swimming, walking, he does it all.
Shark.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting closer to game time here. The Threshers looking for their fifth straight win on the season. They already have four straight for the second time this year. And a fifth straight win would not only be big just winning streak-wise, but it keeps them out in front of that division.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Florida State standings.
Threshers taking first place in the Florida State League standings as of yesterday when the Bradenton Marauders took the loss against the Daytona Tortugas. A 9-5 loss for Bradenton last night, and the Threshers getting their 12th win of the season.
Yeah, the Threshers also have the third most hits of the season. They're actually tied for the second, along with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. First is the Lakeland Flying Tigers. That just speaks to, now it's not just the hot bats for the Threshers, it's also the fielding, the pitching. They're just a well-rounded attack for the Threshers. Now out comes the Threshers, or the Beach Dogs, for this Friday night matchup. And looks like we're about to start the national anthem as well. So we're going to take a quick pause as we honor the nation and sing the national anthem.
The first Beach Dong night of the season is about to get underway, and it comes at a big time for Clearwater as they look to secure a series victory against the St. Lucie Mets and further cement their grip on the Florida State League West Division. Welcome back into the broadcast booth. It's still the Threshers Broadcast Network, even if they are the Beach Dog for the night. Big thanks to Lance Williams for the pregame show. He'll be back postgame and a couple times in the game as we'll take a tour around some scores around the Florida State League and the major leagues and the rest of the Phillies system. So we'll be hearing from Lance a bit more on this broadcast later on. But now you're stuck with me. I'm Josh Sperber as the Clearwater Beach Dogs playing their first game in the alternate identity. The Threshers, 12-6 on the season, are riding a four-game win streak. The Beach Dogs looking to make it a fifth as they look to eclipse their longest win streak of the season that they have reached for the second time. Their last four-game streak began in Game 2 of the regular season, a no-hitter against the Bradenton Marauders in Bradenton. And that one ended against Fort Myers at home, but Alex McFarland is on the hill so that the Beach Dogs can try and keep that win streak going. McFarland is a flamethrower at the very definition. He's the only starter in the Florida State League this season who has eclipsed 100 miles on his fastball. He did it a couple times in Bradenton. It usually sits around 98, but he can really pump up the heat on that four-seam fastball. McFarland making his fourth start of the season. He's 0-2 with a 3.72 ERA as he makes his return from the development list against St. Lucie here tonight. In the box for the Mets is Ryland Thomas, leadoff hitter for the third time this series as he fouls the first pitch of the night off at 6:29. Did we start early? We did. A minute early here at BayCare Ballpark as it's now an 0-1 count for the Beach Dogs. McFarland whips in a fastball at 98 miles an hour and the lower portion of the plate, and the count is 1-1. Working quickly, here's the pitch. This one's hit back up the middle and dumped into center field for a leadoff hit from Ryland Thomas. Two nights in a row that Ryland Thomas has started the game off with a base knock, a double last night and a single here on Friday night at BayCare Ballpark. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio as we take a look through the rest of the St. Lucie Mets lineup. They're still just the St. Lucie Mets. Boring, same old name. They don't have another cool identity like Clearwater does, but that's neither here nor there. Kidding, of course. All the respect for the Mets and the other teams in this league who are behind the Threshers in the standings. Villavicencio sends the first pitch in near the strikeout cafe out and right for strike one. Foul ball to him. Ryland Thomas is in left on first base, and Kevin Villavicencio is the shortstop batting second. Jacob Reimer on deck, Junior Tilley and the cleanup man, and Vincent Perozzo will bat fifth. Big leadoff first for Ryland Thomas as McFarland deals, and it's dumped into the stands above the suites. Foul ball number two, strike number two to Villavicencio. Dyron Campos is batting sixth. Jeffrey De Los Santos batting seventh. Adrian Hernandez is batting eighth. And Blaine McIntosh rounds out the order for the St. Lucie Mets here at BayCare Ballpark tonight. McFarland in the stretch, set from the belt. He deals. This one's bounced right back up the middle, double play potential. Brito flips to Rincon for one, back to first, but the throw is held by Brian Rincon, and it is a fielder's choice for the first out. So Kevin Villavicencio replaces Thomas on first base on the 4-6 fielder's choice, and let's set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers as Jacob Reimer comes up to the plate. The double play partnership for Clearwater, Eric Brito and Brian Rincon, showed off their quick skills, but just a lot of fast base runners at the top of the St. Lucie order. Off goes Villavicencio. The pitch misses low. The throw is nearly perfect, and it gets Villavicencio at second. Caleb Ricketts right on the money to get the second out of the first inning. 2-6 on the pickoff, and there's two outs and a 1-0 count now to Jacob Reimer. So the rest of the defense on the corners of the infield, you have Chad Castillo at first and Otto Kemp at second. 1-0 to Reimer, and he takes a look at a fastball outside, count 2-0. In the outfield left to right, Ricardo Rosario, Justin Crawford in center, and in right field is Amarion Boyd. A new ball coming to McFarland, a 2-0 count to Reimer, and an empty set of bases behind the former Miami Hurricane. McFarland in the windup, the kick and the pitch. 2-0 on the outside corner with another fastball. Now the count at 2-1. That four-seamer is certainly his primary pitch, and he'll throw it quite a lot, but he features a sinker as well. 2-1, misses low, and the count now 3-1. That sinker can climb up into the upper 90s as well. And he also features a slider and a splitter, a four-pitch mix for McFarland. Here's the 3-1. Reimer lets it go, and it just misses him below the knees, so McFarland has a two-out base runner with a walk to Jacob Reimer. That'll bring up Junior Tillian, who for the second night in a row is the cleanup man and playing third base, and he did a good job at it last night. A two-run double in the ninth, another double in the third that did not score a run on a 2-for-5 night. He did, however, strike out twice. Now has a man on first with two outs as the slider misses outside, count 1-0. So McFarland taken by the Phillies in the fourth round of last year's MLB draft. Has been with the Threshers all the time in his minor league career. Another throw over to second, but this time it will not get the runner, as Jacob Reimer has stolen second base for the second time this series. Very close, and it's appealed. The Beach Dogs are coming off the field. Reimer can't believe it because Tyler Green, the bases umpire, initially called him safe, but it was overturned. So two straight pickoffs to end the inning. This one on a late overturned call from Tyler Green. Make it a 1-2-3 by default frame for the Clearwater Beach Dogs. The Beach Dogs will take their first cuts of the season in a scoreless ball game as we head into the bottom of the first next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Become a member of our Silver Shields Club, presented by Bay King. For just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the first for the Beach Dogs, Ricardo Rosario is the leadoff hitter as he pulls back a bunt late, but it still misses to make a 1-0 count. So two pickoffs for Caleb Ricketts to end that last inning. As Rosario bunts this one foul down the first baseline to even the count at 1-1. And Ricketts has been spectacular on defense. He has a throwout rate of over 50%. Just a fantastic start to the season for Ricketts, who is batting third in this inning. So the count is 1-2 to Ricardo Rosario as he hits this one on a hop over to second base. Rushing towards first is De Los Santos. The underhand flip is not in time. Ricardo Rosario holds up the hands to signify that he's safe as he's on first. With an infield base hit. So that'll bring up Justin Crawford after he had a night off yesterday. Another speedster in the batter's box for Clearwater. Might be anticipating a pitch out is Felipe De La Cruz as Rosario's going to head towards second and the ball is dropped by Vincent Perozzo. So the second stolen base of the season for Ricardo Rosario, a 1-0 count now to Justin Crawford. The 1-0. Crawford hits this the other way, and that goes down the left field line for a base hit. Sprinting around third is Rosario. He will come home. The throw is cut off by the pitcher, and it's an RBI single for Justin Crawford. The Beach Dogs get on the board first, and they have a 1-0 lead over the St. Lucie Mets. Justin Crawford extends his hit streak to 7 games and brings in a run to start this game off for Clearwater. 1-0 the score, and maybe the hottest hitter in the Florida State League is coming up to the plate. Caleb Ricketts, a 6-game hit streak. His batting average has gone up from .250 to .357 as he leads the league in average as the throw is high, and Justin Crawford is back at first safely. And he will advance to second now on a balk. Little too distracting for the pitcher, Felipe De La Cruz. And now, still no count to Ricketts, and Justin Crawford is on second base. We'll go through the Threshers lineup after this pitch as De La Cruz deals. Fastball up and in to Caleb Ricketts, and the count's 1-0. Ricardo Rosario, a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. He led off. Justin Crawford's on second base as the two-hitter. Caleb Ricketts is batting third, facing a 1-0 count. De La Cruz, in the stretch, he deals. This one is hit high in the air and foul, count 1-1. Chad Castillo, the cleanup man for Clearwater. Marion Boyd batting fifth for the first time this season. Jordan Viers bats sixth. Donald Kemp batting seventh. Brian Rincon, the number 8 hitter. And once again, Eric Brito is the number 9 hitter for Clearwater. He has hit number 9 every game he has been in Clearwater's lineup. It's a 1-1 count to Ricketts, and the Beach Dogs already lead it 1-0 after Crawford is checked back at second base. And Ricketts is on quite a tear. Him and Crawford each have the two longest hit streaks of Clearwater's season. And Ricketts awaits the pitch as a fastball outside. 2-1 to him, and Justin Crawford steals third base safely. 9 swipes on the season for the Phillies' first-round pick, almost equaling his total from last year in about 5 fewer games. 9 swipes, he's been caught just twice, and now a 2-1 count to Ricketts with one of the fastest players in the minor leagues on third base, 90 feet away from run number 2. It's a 2-1 count as De La Cruz deals. Ricketts, did he go? And he did not. 3-1 to Caleb, who has recorded multiple hits in 4 out of his last 5 games. On a 5-game hit streak where he is hitting over .500. 3-1 the count. Infield pushed in with Crawford on third. De La Cruz deals. Fastball zips inside, and it's ball 4 to Caleb Ricketts. Not a guy you want to pitch to right now, so De La Cruz pitched around him a little bit. We'll set the defense for the Mets as Chad Castillo is coming up to the plate. It is Jacob Reimer on first, Jeffrey De Los Santos on second, Kevin Villavicencio at short, and Junior Tillian over at third base. Left to right in the outfield is Ryland Thomas, Blaine McIntosh in center, and Dyron Campos in right field, with Vincent Perozzo, the battery mate, for Felipe De La Cruz. Castillo had his second homer of the year last night. First pitch to him is wrapped foul on a couple of bounces and get hit off the backstop in right field. 0-1 to Castillo, 2 homers and 6 RBIs on the season, hitting just under .200. A short stint on the injured list, but he's been back for the last couple of series, rejoining the team at the end of the Tampa series. 0-1. This one is hit up the middle, over the glove of the second baseman, and into right center field for a base hit. Crawford walks home, and Caleb Ricketts jogs to third base standing up,
on an RBI single by Castillo. The Threshers still have yet to record an out, and they already have two runs on the board. They should be the Beach Dogs every night. I do like the Threshers name, though, and the logo, but the Beach Dog jerseys, as Lance described, a kind of a seafoam turquoise-ish kind of blue-green, red numbers, and the white outline. And the Beach Dogs, of course, wearing the trademark home Philly pinstripe pants, white pants base with the red stripes going down the legs. So two on and nobody out for Omarion Boyd, who hits the first pitch, a high bouncer into the glove of the shortstop, thrown to second base, gets Castillo in time, but you're not going to double up a guy with the speed of Omarion Boyd. He has his first two RBIs of the season on back-to-back nights, and the Threshers now lead it by a score of 3-0. It is a 6-4 fielder's choice, and RBI number two on the year for Boyd, and the first out of the inning is a productive one. Castillo taking off the bags on a fielder's choice, and Boyd on first base, ready to get his 10th steal of the season with Jordan Vyers at the plate. Boyd's checked back at first by De La Cruz, as Vyers had a night off last night, a homer and four RBIs on the season, and has started to find his hitting stroke, which could prove dangerous for opposing teams. He was 1-for-5 on Wednesday against St. Lucie, and now Boyd goes to second. Pitch is swung on a miss by Vyers. The tag is not applied in time, but the throw got there soon enough. Omarion Boyd becomes the second player in the Florida State League with double-digit stolen bases on the season. The other one is taking a night off tonight. His name is Gabriel Rincones Jr. The Threshers have the top three base-stealing leaders in the Florida State League, and now the tie is broken for third place. Justin Crawford is now in the sole possession of third as Vyers grounds this one to third base. Tillian sends Boyd back to second with a look and then gets Vyers out. Four out number two on the ground out. But to continue what I was saying, Justin Crawford is now in the sole possession of third place in steals with 9 swipes, and Gabriel Rincones Jr. and Omarion Boyd each have 10. The Threshers, a dominant base-stealing team. So two outs and a runner on second base for Otto Kemp, who, if he singles, could give the Threshers run number 4. They lead it 3-0, 3 hits to St. Lucie's 1 here in the first inning. It's two outs in the frame. Kemp 0-for last night, but was 5-for-8 in his first two games of this series with a home run and 3 RBIs. First pitch to Kemp is a fastball that misses upstairs, count 1-0. De La Cruz, the first lefty starter that the Beach Dogs have faced this series, as Kemp digs into the right-handed box, awaiting the 1-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs, count 2-0. If you do hear some barks, it's because there were a couple of fans who wanted to purchase the tickets for their furry friends. And those tickets today benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and they're also sponsoring a dog costume contest later on the game. So we'll give you updates on that as soon as we get it. No one holding Boyd on third. He's going to slide in head first, and the ball drops out of Tillian's glove. Looks like Boyd had beaten it out anyway. So he has 11 swipes on the season to this inning, and it's a 2-1 count to Otto Kemp. 11-for-13 in stolen bases is Boyd, as he's now 90 feet from home plate. A single will definitely give the Threshers an extra run here in the first. They've scored in the first inning each of the last two games, as Kemp cuts on and misses at a low breaking ball to even the count at 2-2. The next Beach Dogs night will be on May 19th here in Clearwater. 2-2 pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, and the count's full 3-2. That'll be when the Threshers play that week. I know they're in Dunedin the week before that, but my memory doesn't go that far forward. That'll be a rematch against the Bradenton Marauders, the first 6-game set between the opening day opponents. Kemp fouls this one into the glove of Perozzo for strike 3, and the inning is over for the Beach Dogs. But what an inning it was. Clearwater scored three runs on three hits, no errors, and one left standing on third base as the end of the first Beach Dog inning of the season. It is Clearwater 3, St. Lucie 0 here on the Threshers and Beach Dogs Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
He's single.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Daycare Kids. Only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Daycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today. Come down to Daycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets to stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Top of the second inning here in Clearwater. The Beach Dogs on top, 3-0, after their biggest first inning in terms of run output this season. First pitch of the second is bounced foul by Junior Tillian, and Chad Castillo will flip the ball to a fan in the right field stance. So it's an 0-1 count to Tillian, coming off of a game where he had two doubles, an RBI, and a 2-for-5 night. First pitch to Tillian. It's drilled down the right field line, and that might be his third double in as many nights. He's sprinting around first, the throw coming in from Boyd, but Tillian stands up at second base with a leadoff double and a second hit of the ball game for St. Lucie. Tillian was the last man up when Jacob Reimer was caught stealing to end the first inning, and now he is the man in scoring position for the first time for the St. Lucie Mets. And we have a lineup change. Dairon Campos was set to bat sixth, but he's now batting fifth in the order. Oh, I think I see what happened. It was so it's Perozzo on second. Campos is at the bat right now. And I have to figure out what's going on. It's an 0-2 count now to Campos. Three nothing Threshers here in the top of the second inning. McFarland deals. Foul back into the netting as that bounces over Ricketts. O-2 count. Beach Dogs lead it as McFarland looks back at second and the pitch. Fastball inside, and the count is 1-2. So McFarland in the set, he deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. First K of the day for either side, and Alex McFarland has punched out his first batter of the ball game. One on and one out for Jeffrey De Los Santos in a really strange lineup move. Because it seems like the Mets are one batter out of order, with Tillian supposed to have started off this inning, and he doesn't have an official at bat yet. 1-0 count to Jeffrey De Los Santos. And here's the pitch. This one is hit on the ground to second. Going to third is Perozo. Sending it over to first is Rincon, who fielded it about 3 feet from second base towards the middle of the field. Two outs here in the second to bring up Adrian Hernandez. So two gone here in the second. Threshers, or Beach Dogs, still lead at 3-0. But St. Lucie threatening with a man on third. First pitch, Hernandez, is a fastball outside to make the count 1-0. Hernandez making his second appearance of the series. Last played on Wednesday as he takes a look at an outside fastball, 2-0. He batted ninth in that game. He had a 2-RBI triple, but was 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. Now he faces a 2-0 count, man on third, 2 outs here in the second. This one is weakly hit into shallow center field. Brito gives up on it, and that's going to bounce in front of Crawford for a bloop single and an RBI. 3 RBIs on the series for Hernandez, and the Mets are on the board with 2 outs here in the second inning. So, still 2 gone here in the second, but the Mets get their first run of the ball game. And Hernandez is on first base for Blaine McIntosh, the number 9 hitter in the Mets lineup. Breaking ball in there for a call. Nope, that's ball 1. Thought it hit the outside corner, but instead it'll miss outside. 1-0 to McIntosh, as it still seems to me that the Mets have skipped a batter. Caleb Ricketts scoops a ball out of the dirt, a fastball that ran a bit inside on McIntosh. Now the count's 2-0, and Ricketts will go have a chat with his pitcher in Alex McFarland. Hernandez is on first base. Tillian was supposed to start off this inning, but he still does not have an official bat at bat listed. So Ricketts is behind home plate, and it's a 2-0 count to the Mets' number 9 hitter with a 3-1 lead for Clearwater. 3-0 count now as the fastball misses low again. And McFarland in danger of walking his second man. Swinging a 3-0 pitch is McIntosh, and it's fouled back over the press box to make the count 3-1. Off goes Hernandez, 3-1 pitch, misses inside, and the throw is going to sail over to center field, and Hernandez will head to third base, sliding in safely. Despite the walk, they're still allowing the stolen base in the throw to stand. Still 2 outs and runners on the corners now with the second walk of the game by McFarland. And it'll be an error on Caleb Ricketts. So now Thomas fouls this one back into the netting, count 0-1. First error of the game for Clearwater. As it's an 0-1 now to 0-1 now to Thomas. Back into the netting now, count 0-2. He singled to lead off the game, but stayed at first base as he was taken out on a fielder's choice after he singled to start things off. 0-2, runner goes to second, grounded down the first baseline and fouled by Thomas. So the count will remain 0-2. Hernandez on third. and McIntosh on first. Two gone, an 0-2 count. Off goes McIntosh, and once again, it's bounced down the third base line and foul. Still an 0-2 count. Now it's a 1-2 count as the fastball just misses outside to Rylan Thomas. Another lead at first base for McIntosh. McFarland deals. Fastball just missing outside again, and the count evens at 2-2 to the Mets leadoff man. This one is fouled high in the air and behind home plate out of play. Attempting to steal was McIntosh, and he will go back to first. He has been off and running the past three pitches. Two, two again from McFarland. Off goes McIntosh again. This time it's an inside fastball. Ricketts will hold the throw, so McIntosh finally gets his steal of second base, and the count is full to Rylan Thomas. The tying run now at second, and a full count as McFarland attempts to end the inning by leaving the go-ahead man off of first. 3-1 the lead for the Beach Dogs. Here's the payoff pitch, way inside, and Ricketts will glove it. And Rylan Thomas is on first base with a walk. So that'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio with Adrian Hernandez on third, Blaine McIntosh on second, and Rylan Thomas on first. Two outs. And McFarland is back in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Bounce weakly fouled down the third base side, but ever so slightly. And the count 0-1 of Villavicencio, who reached on a fielder's choice and was picked off at second base, attempting to steal first of two caught stealings by Caleb Ricketts. It's an 0-1 count. Threshers or Beach Dogs lead it 3-1. The pitch. Breaking ball. Did he go? Tyler Green says he did not. Even count at 1-1. Bases are loaded here with two outs. Two runners reached base. Or three straight players have reached base with two outs for the Mets. 1-1. This one is hit on the ground a second. Fielded on a short hop by Brito. He'll skip over to first and send it to Castillo, who gloves it for out number three. So the Mets get on the board, but the Threshers minimize the damage, leaving the bases loaded in the second inning. Doolin will one run to score on two hits, no errors, and three left. 3-1 the lead, Beach Dogs over the Mets here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolman as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Oh my God. Bottom of the second inning, Beach Dogs, all but two hitters hit in the first inning. Three runs came across, and one run scored for St. Lucie in the top of the second inning. So the Beach Dogs lead it 3-1. Brian Rincon, Eric Brito, and Ricardo Rosario lead things off in the bottom of the second as Rincon pops the first pitch up down the first baseline. Reimer's the closest to it, but the ball lands right behind the net out in the shallow side of right field's foul territory. So it's an 0-1 count to Rincon. In the bottom of the second inning, after a long flat foul ball, now De La Cruz deals, fastball up and away, and the count's now even at 1-1. The 1-1, swing and a miss, and the fastball misses outside, 1-2. De La Cruz working quickly. The pitch. Fastball just missing upstairs. A great eye by Brian Rincon. That was as borderline as a pitch can get. The closest ball that you might be able to call. 2-2. Rincon swings and misses at that one. A breaking ball as De La Cruz changes speeds for his second consecutive strikeout. Got Kemp to end off the first and now gets Rincon swinging to lead off the second. So last night's shortstop follows tonight's shortstop as Eric Brito comes into the lineup for Clearwater. Two hits last night as he takes a look at ball one, a breaking ball outside. Brito 2-for-4 with his fourth stolen base of the year yesterday as one of the strongest slash lines on Clearwater's team. There he swings and misses at an upstairs fastball and the count's 1-1. Brito, 333 average, 423 on base, and a 444 slugging with six ribbies and one home run. 1-1, fastball up and away, count 2-1. And he's recorded a hit in just about every game this season. Only two of them where he does not have a base hit or he did not reach base. 2-1 pitch. This one is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Going back on it is Villavicencio. He seeds it to the left fielder, Ryland Thomas, who uses two hands for safety to make the squeeze for the second out. So the top of the order returns for Clearwater, which is where they've gotten the majority of their production this season. Ricardo Rosario in his sixth game for Clearwater. And he has reached base in all five of them, well, now all six of them. Rosario takes a look at a breaking ball that touches the outside corner to make it an 0-1 count. Rosario has quite an on-base streak going ever since he has joined the Threshers and now the Beach Dogs as the 0-1 pitch is popped foul, 0-2. In what's now his sixth game, he's 5-for-16, now 6-for-17, with 5 RBIs, now 5 runs scored, 5 walks, and 2 stolen bases in 4 attempts. 0-2, bounced foul down the first base line, and we'll do it again. A guy just fighting off pitches. And someone who's definitely excited to be here. A couple team adjectives he used to describe this Beach Dog teams is just together, fun, united. I mean, it's just a really good atmosphere for a team and something that he's excited to be a part of in his first full year as a pro. He was in the Dominican Summer League back in 2021 as the 0-2 pitch is in there for a called third strike. Rosario doesn't love it, but he'll go back to the dugout. Third strikeout of the game, and that will end the inning here in the second inning. So the Threshers are taking down the Beach Dogs are taken down in order, and the second inning ends with Clearwater leading it 3-1 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
That's why the catcher was that. So let's say it's one out.
Yeah, no, but it wasn't. I thought it was a caught. You know, there was a batter's interference, and it's a first. coupon for a Friday game.
Yeah.
Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today.
The other guy let off.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is for the return of dollar tickets. Start every home series at Bank Air Ballpark with $1 merch tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThrushersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On June 7th, Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Plant Meats Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event at ThrushersBaseball.com.
All right, well, now I'm going to get back on track and be a little stupid, but it's fine. Before we head into the top of the third inning, where Jacob Reimer will lead things off, a little correction and just kind of clarification of the abrupt ending of the first inning leading into the second. My original thought was that Jacob Reimer was caught stealing second base as he now takes the first pitch for a called strike here in the top of the third inning. Beach Dogs lead it 3-1. The stolen base was never actually officially attempted as Reimer bounces it foul to make the count 0-2. On that second pitch, on the first pitch of the at-bat, before the throw could be made to second base, Junior Tillian was called out on batter's interference. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Ricketts drops it. Reimer doesn't realize it until he had finished his swing. So it'll be an easy drop, third strike. And the first three pitches of the inning lead to Alex McFarland's second strikeout of the game. So now Junior Tillian will come up to the plate. He was not supposed to lead off the second because he was out in the first on batter's interference. His first swing of the game is sent on a bounce to Rincon at short. He'll fire it to Castillo, who stands up on the balls of his feet at first base for out number two. So two quick outs here to start off the third. Beach Dogs lead it 3-1, three hits to St. Lucie's two or three. It's a three. Turns out I think I need new contact lenses. But two outs for Vincent Perozzo, who actually led off the second inning with a double. He looks at his first pitch, and it's ball one. He swung at the first pitch of the second inning, sent it down the right field line for a leadoff two-bagger. Next pitch misses outside for ball number two to Perozzo. He doubled and scored. And now the fastball settles in on the inside corner, count 2-1. And when McFarland is pointing his fastball wherever he wants it as the challenge goes unsuccessful to Junior Tillian. When he's locating that fastball and that sinker, he's virtually unhittable, especially at this level as the breaking ball misses upstairs 3-1. Not a lot of guys are going to be able to hit pitches that go in the 98 to 100 range very consistently. 3-1. This is hit the other way on a sinker of 94 miles an hour. And now the count is full as McFarland looks to take down the Mets in order for the first time today. Payoff pitch coming, two outs here in the third, and it just misses inside. And it'll be challenged by Ricketts and the Beach Dogs. Called strike three on the challenge. It is not a walk, it is a called strike three. McFarland bookends the inning with two strikeouts. He has three on the game, same amount of runs as the Beach Dogs have. Clearwater leads it 3-1 as we head into the bottom of the third inning.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jersey to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will light the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark on Friday, May 5th for an experience like no other. After your Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, stick around for a fantastic fireworks display presented by Banquet Masters. Then, make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Honkies Band. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
A big hearty welcome to Layla the Bat Dog, who will be in the Threshers dugout tonight, and boy does she seem to love rolling around in that grass, and who wouldn't? As Crawford bounces the first pitch at the bottom of the third inning over to short, right next to second, it's fielded by Via Vicencio, who gets Crawford by a step and a half for the first out of the third inning. One gone, as Layla seems a lot more interested in rolling around in the grass than getting the bats. So the Bat Boys will have to do their job tonight, as one of my favorite parts about baseball is really a bat dog. I was with the Hot Rods last year, who had Turbo, another yellow lab, as Layla is, as Ricketts takes a pitch for a called strike. And he was a bit older, it seems, so he got the bats a couple times, but mostly he ended up bringing the umps water. Layla, I think Layla's just in a playful mood right now, so she's probably getting some pets in the Threshers dugout. As now the 0-2 to Ricketts, misses upstairs 1 and 2. But plenty of dogs out here on the first Beach Dogs night of the game. You can still purchase tickets for your dogs and benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Another fastball upstairs, let go by Ricketts, who was off last night, but is riding a 5-game hit streak that has now turned into a 6-game on-base streak. 2-2, swing and a miss. There's strike three. He walked and scored in the first, struck out swinging to put the second out up here in the third inning. Felipe De La Cruz still on the mound for the Mets, who's calmed down quite a bit after getting tuned up by Clearwater in that first inning. 3 runs on 3 hits, including the first 4 batters of the game reaching base. Now the first pitch to Chad Castillo is in there for a called strike. He drove in a run on a single his last time up. 0-1 to Castillo, misses upstairs, shaved the chin almost of Chad, and he will now step into the box at 1-1. Batting average up to 200 after that first inning knock, had the go-ahead home run last night. 1-1, this is hit high in the air out to left field. Going forward is Thomas, a couple steps to his right, and the one-handed catch to end off the first inning. So the Threshers go down in order for the second time, and maybe it's because I keep calling them the Threshers and not the Beach Dogs, but whatever I did, it worked, because Layla has her first bat of the night. The Threshers are the Beach Dogs this evening, and they lead it 3-1 heading into the fourth.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Baycare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Alex McFarland back out for the fourth inning as the Beach Dogs were retired in order for the last two frames, but still hold a 3-1 lead over the St. Lucie Mets. It's Campos, De Los Santos, and Hernandez here to lead off the top of the fourth inning as Campos sends the first pitch foul, bouncing down to the Mets dugout. McFarland has certainly embodied the bend but don't break on the mound. 0-1, swing and a miss, and the count now 0-2. Couple of late in the inning runners on base, even a two-out run in the last inning as the breaking ball misses outside and low, count 1-2. But when it's counted, with the bases loaded, with runners on third base, McFarland has really not let much happen for the Mets. Fouled away by Campos, may have hit off his own shin, and the count is going to stay at 1-2. Only one RBI with a runner on second, with runners on third, two walks and a ground out in the last inning as Dairon Campos continues to fight off these foul balls. Two straight pitches fouled away from Alex McFarland. 3-1 Beach Dogs and a 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty slider from Alex McFarland pulls the string on Campos, and he has fanned his third batter in the last four hitters up for the St. Lucie Mets. So that'll bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos, who grounded out to short his last time up. Dairon Campos has struck out both times, courtesy of Alex McFarland. A clear bullpen for Clearwater, as De Los Santos looks at a breaking ball upstairs to make it 1-0. McFarland has yet to leave with a victory in his pro career, as De Los Santos swings and misses at a sinker to even the count at 1-1. And he's certainly en route to doing so. If he keeps it up, the Threshers hold the lead, and he goes into the fifth. Breaking ball misses inside, and the count now 2-1. Or into the sixth, I should say. If he completes five innings, he'll be eligible for the victory if the score holds. But Felipe De La Cruz has turned up the heat himself, taking out the last seven, eight batters for the Threshers. So it's currently a 3-1 count to Jeffrey De Los Santos, who's 0-1 with a ground out today. McFarland deals. Breaking ball, just missing low, and that's ball four. Walks were the issue in the first game of the season for McFarland. He struck out six, which was his career high, but he walked four in the opening day loss against Bradenton. And here, walks are the only thing that's really troubled him. Three hits and one run allowed, but that last walk to De Los Santos, as McFarland checks him back at first, De Los Santos in there safely. That was the fourth walk of the game for McFarland, already matching the season high by any Threshers pitcher. Yoniel Ramirez equaled that feat out of the bullpen last week as well. Breaking ball misses outside to Adrian Hernandez and makes the count 1-0. Hernandez drove in a run on a single and stole a base his last time up back in the second inning. De Los Santos goes, and it's a hit and run as it's bounced to third. Slowly charging is Otto Kemp, and the ball lips up of his arm, kind of like a ramp, and he is unable to scoop it. And on to second base is De Los Santos. It won't be a stolen base. It shouldn't be an error for Kemp either, as it will officially be ruled the second hit of the day for Adrian Hernandez. And now two on and one out. Caleb Ricketts calls out the signs to his fielder. His fielders, the middle infield, pinched up the middle, partly trying to hold on De Los Santos on second base and also in double play depth with Blaine McIntosh coming to the plate. First pitch to McIntosh is upstairs. He didn't go, and it is called ball one as the fastball is a little too high and tight to the Mets center fielder. The 1-0 count now to McIntosh. McFarland looks at second. A second look at the second base and the pitch. Outside, Ricketts blocks it down the third base side, and it keeps rolling toward the Beach Dogs dugout, and each runner will move up a base on the pass ball. So it's De Los Santos on third and Hernandez on second, tying run, now in scoring position with a 2-0 count to Blaine McIntosh. McFarland deals. Fastball outside, count 3-0. Two on and one out. Double play no longer an option, so it's just Rincon holding the man on second base, which is now Adrian Hernandez. 3-0 pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. Not exactly a get-me-over fastball. A little bit towards the outside part of the plate, but still clearly a strike for McFarland. Here in the top of the fourth inning. 3-1. Swing and a miss. McIntosh thought he had a cookie, but that sinker just keeps on moving. And now the count is full at 3-2. I think one of those pups likes it. Big, you can hear in the barks, he's a big Alex McFarland fan. Payoff pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. A short swing, couldn't catch up to that sinker, and Alex McFarland comes all the way back from 3-0 down in the count to get his second strikeout of the inning. That's five on the game for McFarland, and there are two outs, a big out number two, as no longer will a sacrifice get another run home for the Mets. So still two on, two outs though for Ryland Thomas, who sent the first pitch back up to the middle, right into the glove of McFarland. A fantastic reaction play by Alex McFarland, who spins around and runs the ball over to first, an underhand flip, seals it. And great defense by the Beach Dog starter to keep a zero on the board here in the fourth inning. The Mets put two on base with one out, but Alex McFarland, two strikeouts and a web gem on the mound is enough for Clearwater. They keep the score 3-1 heading into the bottom of the fourth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Couple of smaller pups in the Humane Society of Pinellas-sponsored costume contest here on the first Beach Dogs night of the season. Dogs and baseball just go together. And it's certainly working for Clearwater, up 3-1 here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Amarion Boyd lets a fastball go high and outside for ball one. Alex McFarland with a game-saving fielding play to end the last inning as Boyd takes another fastball, but this time it's over the heart of the plate. And the count's 1-1. Some very enthusiastic dogs here today for sure. 1-1 the pitch, outside. Good attempt at a frame job by Vincent Perozzo, and the count's now 2-1 to Boyd, who has now driven in a run in each of the last two nights. As this one is grounded over to third base, fielded on a couple of hops by Tillian, fired over to first. Losing the helmet is Boyd, but he also lost the race to the bag. So Lila the Bat Dog is certainly back on her feet, quite literally, no longer rolling in the dirt. She is two for her last two in terms of bats fetched, which, in my opinion, is the most important stat of the night. So, one out here in the fourth inning, and now Jordan Viers comes up to the plate, takes a look at a fastball outside for ball number one, or strike number one. Caught the outside corner. Viers 0 for 1 with a ground out to third in his last time up. The 0-1 is in there on a called strike, count 0-2. A slight shift to the left for the left-hand hitting just Jordan Viers. This one is drilled down the right field line by Viers, and it is off the top of the wall. Is it over the yellow tape? It's not. So Viers is held to a single on a ball that now the Threshers' first base coach, Kevin Thompson, is trying to argue hit the yellow tape, which I believe I saw it do. And now Michael Jones, the acting manager for tonight's game, he is trying to come out and talk to the umpires and convince them of the same fact as well. But as it stands, it is a rocket of a single by Viers. But to me, it certainly looked like the ball hit the yellow tape in that right field kind of square corner where the wall gets a little bit higher next to the foul pole. Viers thought it was gone, which is why he jogged over to first. But as it stands, it's a leadoff single. Michael Jones still talking to Tyler Green, pointing to the yellow tape where he saw the ball hit. And Tyler Green is going to reverse the call. He's going to wave his fingers around. It is a solo home run by Jordan Viers. First Beach Dogs dinger of the season. And the Beach Dogs now lead it 4-1. On the one-out home run. Second homer of the year by Viers, fifth RBI, and it's his first knock at home. And both of his home runs were very close to two different things. Today's was close to being a single, and the one in Tampa that he hit the right side of the foul pole out in right field. So it's 4-1 Beach Dogs, as now Gilbert Gomez is having a chat with Tyler Green to get the call reversed back. Viers is already in the dugout. But Gomez just really trying to understand how that call could be overturned. Not that I'm biased or anything, but to me it clearly hit the yellow tape. Green's not going to reverse the call, and Gilbert is going to unhappily trot back to the Mets dugout. It is officially 100% a home run by Jordan Viers. Never seen that much debate over a home run in history since Barry Bonds retired, but I digress. One out here in the fourth, Otto Kemp swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 0-1. 4-1 the score, Beach Dogs in the lead, 3 in the first, and now a solo home run here in the fourth. 0-1 to Kemp, breaking ball hits the outside corner for called strike two. Though, this is still not the weirdest home run that I've called in my baseball career. Last year, when I was in Bowling Green, Diego Infante, a Rays prospect now with AA Montgomery, as Kemp deals the 0-2, fouls it away over the netting and hammering off the roof of one of the suites. Infante hit a home run into almost dead center field, right where the center field camera was. At Bowling Green Ballpark, as the 0-2 comes to Kemp, it's a fastball high, count 1-2. There's a wooden camera well where the center field camera is. This is actually also against the Mets affiliate, now that I'm thinking about it. So I guess the Mets just have a knack for strange home runs, as Kemp looks at a fastball low to even the count at 2-2. The Mets center fielder caught the ball, but the ball hit off of the wooden post on the camera well first. 2-2, skied up into foul territory down the first baseline. Reimer loses the hat on the run for it and bounces on the tarp before he can make the catch. Still 2-2 to Kemp, and a long walk back to everyone's position. Reimer was giving chase, so was Jeffrey De Los Santos. So, initially, it was ruled an out, but upon video review, which was available with the game being videotaped, the umpires got to see on the Bowling Green video board that it was indeed a home run. That, though, is indeed a strikeout as Kemp swings and misses at a fastball on the outside corner. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Because since the ball had hit and touched foul or touched home run territory, with the camera well being a couple feet beyond the home run fence, as first pitch comes into Brian Rincon, he pops this one up into right field. No movement needed for Dairon Campos, who takes one step to his right, secures it with two hands to end the inning. And I'll end the story by saying it was a home run, since it was ruled that the ball bounced off the camera well before landing in the leaping center fielder's glove. But this one is a home run on Jordan Weyers' rocket off the yellow tape at the top of the wall in right field. The Beach Dogs score one-on-one hit without leaving a runner stranded, and it is 4-1 heading into the top of the fifth.
Fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area. Join the coolest club in town, the Little Angels,
walks.
Presented by Baycare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and under receiving ticket and food vouchers all Thursday home games, with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
A new pitcher coming on for the Beach Dogs as McFarland's night is officially done. Danny Wilkinson making his second first appearance of the year for Clearwater as he was taken off the development list, sent to the FCL, and now back here in Clearwater with a 1-0 count to Kevin Villavicencio. Wilkinson, the 1-0, cut on and missed, and the count is now even at 1-1. Wilkinson was on the opening day roster for the Threshers, but left for a little bit, as they've had a bit of a circus when it comes to relief pitchers. Breaking ball misses. It's in there for a called strike two. Nice pitch on the outside part of the plate by Wilkinson. 1-2. Bouncing inside. Almost hit Villavicencio, and it's 2-2. Wilkinson finished his career as tied for fourth in Villanova's history with 15 career saves, making his first appearance for Clearwater since April 13th. 2-2, fastball outside, and the count's 3-2. He pitched 3 2/3 innings of relief, coming on with the bases loaded in the fourth inning. Three hits allowed, two runs both earned, one walk, and six strikeouts, still a high by any reliever. This one has popped up behind home plate and foul, so the count will remain 3-2 to Kevin Villavicencio. And Wilkinson making his third appearance for Clearwater. Four earned runs in 4 2/3. Four walks, seven strikeouts, and three hits. Wave and a whiff, strike three. I think Villavicencio got a piece of it, but it ended up in Ricketts' glove for strikeout number six by Threshers pitching. And number one for Wilkinson's night. Jacob Reimer will come up to the plate. And McFarland, not in line for the victory, Wilkinson now is, as McFarland allowed one run on three hits and four innings of work. Breaking ball missing inside to Reimer, count 1-0. McFarland also tied the Threshers season high with four walks, second time he has done it, fourth or third Threshers pitcher to do so, as it's fouled away by Reimer, count 1-1. Also five strikeouts, which is his second most in a game this season. He had 6 strikeouts in the season opener against Bradenton, which tied a career high. 1-1 to Reimer inside, and the count's now 2-1. But something that McFarland has in common with Danny Wilkinson, other than the fact that they both made the opening day roster of the Threshers, as Wilkinson deals the 2-1, Reimer lets it go inside, and it keeps on curling behind him, count 3-1. But both of them pitched in the vaunted Cape Cod League. 3-1 outside, and that's ball 4, so a strikeout and then a 1-out walk here in the top of the 5th inning to bring up Junior Tillian. So McFarland pitched for the Chatham Anglers in 2022, and he credits that for helping him get into the major leagues after he had an ERA under 1 in the 2022 Cape Cod League. Danny Wilkinson pitched for the Harwich Mariners in 2021 and 2022 in Cape Cod. First pitch to Tillian is right over the heart of the plate on a fastball. The count is 0-1. Man on first is Reimer. He almost tried to steal a base during first, but it wasn't counted due to batter's interference. Still might have been thrown out at second base despite the batter's interference in that first inning anyway, as he's back to first safely and standing up on the pickoff attempt by Danny Wilkinson. Wilkinson went undrafted out of Villanova, but signed with the Phillies in 2022. Did not pitch in the minor league season in 2022, and made a debut with Clearwater in the first game of the season, as Tillian gets out of the way of the wild pitch. Reimer ends up on second base. So, run in scoring position now in the top of the 5th. 4-1 the lead for the Beach Dogs, thanks to Jordan Viers' second home run of the season. And now Junior Tillian facing a 1-1 count. Wilkinson deals, fastball just missing inside, and the count is now 2-1. So Tillian, batter's interference, called him out in the first inning, and then he grounded out to short on the first pitch he saw in the third. The 2-1. Inside again. Tillian turns his body but leaves the bat on his shoulder, and the count's now 3-1. Reimer walked on a 3-1 count, and now, in danger of doing the same, is Junior Tillian. The count. Wilkinson taking his time. He deals, swing and a miss. A fastball down the pipe to make it 3-2. So the count now 4 with 1 out to Tillian. Beach Dogs lead it 4-1 with Reimer taking a short lead off second base. He won't go. The 3-2 pitch, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Second strikeout of the inning for Danny Wilkinson. And that gives us a Tijuana Flats free taco code on the Tijuana Flats app. If you have the Tijuana Flats app, go to it with your next purchase now until May 1st, as Vincent Perozzo is in the batter's box, left-on-left matchup for Wilkinson. First pitch to the Mets catcher misses outside. By May 1st, starting right now, go to your Tijuana Flats app, enter the code CLWTHR2328. That's CLWTHR2328. That code will entitle you to a free taco with any purchase made on the Tijuana Flats app. If you don't have the Tijuana Flats app, go to Google Play or the App Store and download it right now, because Tijuana Flats is absolutely delicious. 1-1 misses Lone away to Vincent Perozzo, and the count's 2-1. Two outs here in the top of the 5th inning. Beach Dogs lead it 4-1 thanks to the steadfast support of some of Clearwater and the Tampa Bay area's finest doggos. First left-on-left matchup of the day for Wilkinson. 1-1 and 2-out. The 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air out to center field. Going back is Crawford. He'll settle under it 2 steps in front of the warning track, making the one-handed catch while still tracking backwards and securing the final out of the inning. So one base runner's allowed for St. Lucie on a walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left. And we are halfway home on the first Beach Dogs night of the 2023 season, and the Beach Dogs are out in front as they've been the entire game. 4-1 the score as we head into the bottom of the fifth.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark with fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends.
Sure.
ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets. Stay
yeah, I was
for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
I forgot to, so yeah, sorry for just not thinking.
Celebrate
yeah, end of
the
inning.
History of our national pastime
we'll
at the
that.
National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Won the lead for the Beach Dogs after a really solid inning of relief by Danny Wilkinson. Two strikeouts and a walk in the top of the fifth. It's now the bottom of the fifth. Eric Brito leading things off, swinging a miss at an outside fastball thrown by Felipe De La Cruz. Four hits, four runs for Clearwater. Three hits, one run for St. Lucie. Brito gets himself skinny and lets the fastball miss inside for ball one. 4-1 the lead for the Beach Dogs as De La Cruz deals. Missing outside, 2-1, and he's improved his game by speeding up a little bit. Took his time in the first inning, and he might have gotten in his own head a little bit, and certainly letting three runs score in an inning does not help. Grounded to second. It's fielded on a bounce by De Los Santos, and he gets Brito out by two steps over at first base for the first out of the fifth inning. And once again, Layla the Bat Dog greeted with applause here at Bay Care Ballpark as after a little bit of just getting herself used to the field by rolling around in the grass, Layla is now just two misses and over six bat fetches on the day. She's the league leader in that category. What a special talent right there. Ricardo Rosario pulls back a bunt and the count's 1-0. Also definitely, she might not even be the cutest dog in the Phillies system, which says nothing about how adorable she is. It's just that a new puppy was introduced to the Phillies by the name of Major the other day, and I know I'm not the only one listening to this broadcast who has been just nonstop looking at pictures of Major on the Phillies' Instagram and Twitter accounts. 1-1 the count to Rosario. Here's the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Count 2-1. Lance Williams will join the broadcast for a scoreboard update at the end of this inning, where there's currently one out here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-1. To Rosario now. The pitch, breaking ball upstairs, count 3-1. Beach Dogs lead it 4-1. Three runs in the first on an RBI single by Crawford Castillo and an RBI and a fielder's choice from Marion Boyd. Then a solo shot in the fourth made it 4-1. As the fastball misses outside, Ricardo Rosario is on first base for the second time today. A single, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored for him thus far. He has reached base in every game he has played with the Threshers here in 2023. That's six straight games with a man on base. And by a man, I mean Ricardo Rosario. He's already swiped a bag today, and he was driven in by the man coming at the plate back in the first inning to plate the first run of the ballgame. Justin Crawford, who's 1-for-2 with a stolen base and an RBI. Throw over to first base does not get Rosario in time, but it is close. A slick lefty pickoff move by Felipe De La Cruz. Likely to be his last inning, as it is the top of the fifth, and it's rare to see minor league pitchers go longer than five innings. So it does happen. As a fan lost a glove or a hat, I think, ended up in right field. So Dairon Campos, kind enough to give it back to that fan on the berm. One out and one on for the Beach Dogs. Justin Crawford awaits the pitch. A high bunt down the first base line, back to the pitcher, and Rosario is back at first base safely. Looked like it was going far enough down the third base line, but it was Felipe De La Cruz who made the catch. And the bat boy is trying to take Layla's job. Or maybe, I think that was Crawford, actually. Yeah, Crawford was taking his own bat back to the dugout. And then, of course, due to the fans urging, he gave it back to the real bat boy slash bat girl in the great Layla. So all is right in the world in terms of bat dogs, and there's two outs for Caleb Ricketts, who is looking to extend his five-game hit streak to six. He's already been on base tonight with a walk in the first inning and a run scored, but struck out his last time up. Rosario is taking a short lead off first base. Already with a stolen base today. He is 2-for-4 in swipes on the season. Off goes Rosario, grounded to second by Ricketts. Charging is De Los Santos. He stops, sets, fields it, and sends it to first. Four out number three. So the hit and run is not to be. Layla's going to fetch this bat all by herself. And Lance Williams is going to have a scoreboard update all by himself. Threshers lead it 4-1 as we head into the sixth inning. And Lance, what's the Philly system looking like?
Well, it's been a rough day for the Philly system. Not necessarily score-wise, but just weather-wise. Two of the Phillies' affiliates' games, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws versus the Brooklyn Cyclones, and the Reading Fighting Phils versus Altoona, both of those games got rained out. Well, the Reading game will be made up on April 29th, tomorrow, and the Jersey Shore game has not been decided yet. But there is another affiliate still playing right now. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are playing in Jacksonville against the Jumbo Shrimp. Lehigh Valley's having a good game there. They're up 4-0 right now, just allowing one hit. It is still the bottom of the third, but it's a great start nonetheless. And the Phillies are currently warming up in Houston. That game is starting soon, and we'll let you know about that game later tonight as that game has started. So yeah, it's pretty good game. Or it's a pretty good day for the Phillies affiliates that are playing today, and the other two, not so much.
Well, you're right about that. The Threshers have the lead early on here. The Phillies look to get over 500 for the first time since the beginning of the season, but a tall order for them to do it against the defending champions. Thanks a lot for the scoreboard update, Lance, and we'll see you back in the broadcast a little later on when we go through the Florida State League and the Major League scores. Right now, we're back to the Florida State League, where the Clearwater Beach Dogs lead it 4-1 over the St. Lucie Mets. They have been in the lead as long as it has been possible for them to be. They scored the first run of the ball game in the second at bat of the bottom of the first inning, and they lead it 4-1 with 6, 7, and 8 coming up for the St. Lucie Mets here in the top of the sixth. Danny Wilkinson back out for his second inning of work, and he sends the first pitch fastball high to Dairon Campos for ball one. Campos is struck out swinging twice, both times against Alex McFarland. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, misses upstairs again, and it's 2-0. And we still have some enthusiastic dogs. I don't speak dog very well, but I'm pretty sure they're saying, "Let's go Beach Dogs." It seems like it would be right. 2-1 count now to Campos as the breaking ball in there for a called strike. Wilkinson working quickly. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball again. That's the curveball from Danny Wilkinson that he hasn't been able to bend the way we've seen him do it in the first his prior two appearances. Now the count's 3-1. 3-1 pitch, cut on and missed. Nasty fastball in the outside corner to make it 3-2. A three-pitch mix for Wilkinson. Four-seamer, curve, and a slider. The four-seamer in the low 90s pretty consistently as Dairon Campos steps out of the batter's box for a timeout. Beach Dogs lead it 4-1, four hits to St. Lucie's three, as Wilkinson deals. Fouled away, just getting a piece of it is Campos, and we will do it all over again. Nobody on, and a full count pitch coming to Campos. Inside, there's ball four, second walk of the day for Danny Wilkinson, and the first time Campos will reach first base. As a staff, the Beach Dogs have walked five guys and allowed three hits. Wilkinson, though, still no hits in his outing, as pitch number 30 is locked and loaded. 29 pitches, 13 for strikes, as Jeffrey De Los Santos digs in. Lefty to lefty, first pitch misses, and pitch number 30 is ball number one to Jeffrey De Los Santos. He walked in the fourth inning and is 0 for 1 on the day. Looking over at first in the 1-0, fastball diving below the zone, and the count's 2-0. Both bullpens empty. As Wilkinson leans in for the sign, another left-on-left matchup. As Wilkinson, sent from the belt, deals, popped up. That should stay on the infield. Charging is Boy just in case. It is Castillo under it. He lets it go for Brito, who captures it with two hands, a step behind the outfield grass for the first out of the inning. Dairon Campos obviously stays firmly planted on the first base bag, and it is now a one-out in the sixth inning to Adrian Hernandez. He's 2-for-2 on today, only player to have reached base every single time they have come to the plate. A single in the second, a single and in the fourth, but no run scored yet for Hernandez. He did, however, drive in the Mets' only run of the ball game with two outs in the second inning. Now he's got a man on first, as the pitch misses in, or no, called strike. Wilkinson getting those borderline pitches. Isabella Robb calling balls and strikes, as it is now overturned to ball one. So a successful challenge for the Mets, and a 1-0 count with one out in the sixth. Fouled away by Hernandez. That one grounds and bounces up the backstop into the netting to even the count at 1-1. Dairon Campos is on first base. Hernandez is at the plate, sporting a 138 average with a homer and hit his fourth RBI of the season back in the second inning. Campos, 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts, and now the count's 1-2 to Hernandez as the breaking ball catches the outside corner. In his career, Campos is 23, has 23 stolen bases, and has been caught 21 times. Off goes Campos, swing and a miss for strike three. The throw in time, but it bounces above the glove of Eric Brito. It's a strikeout of Adrian Hernandez, but the third stolen base of the season for Dairon Campos, and that was very close to being a strike-em-out, throw-em-out double play. Ricketts put the ball just about where you want it so that the base dealer can just slide right into it, but it took a hop right in front of Brito's glove at second base, and he was unable to scoop it. So that'll be out number two here in the sixth, and Blaine McIntosh is up with a runner on second. Fastball misses the plate outside, and the count's 1-0. McIntosh, also 0-for-1 with a walk, a stolen base in the second, and he struck out in the fourth inning. The last batter, McFarland, struck out in tonight's game. The 1-0 now to McIntosh. This is hit high in the air down the right field line. Sprinting towards it is Boyd, and it is going to bounce off the wall. Boyd fields it, and he's going to throw it in. Scoring from second easily is Campos, and in there with a stand-up double and an RBI is Blaine McIntosh. For McIntosh, that's just his second RBI of the season, and it's also the second run of the game for St. Lucie. The Beach Dogs lead it 4-2 now with two outs here in the sixth on the fourth hit of the game by the St. Lucie Mets. That's going to turn the lineup card over for Ryland Thomas, who will step up to the plate 1-for-2 with a walk and a ground out to Alex McFarland to end off the fourth. That was one of the best defensive plays by a pitcher that I have seen. First pitch is a called strike on the curveball to Thomas, count 0-1. He's led off each of the past two games with a base knock.
He was also the leadoff man in game number one on Tuesday, but he struck out to lead off that game in the first game of the series. 0-1 becomes 0-2 as Wilkinson's curveball is starting to get back to its usual form. A nice little snap into the outside corner for a called strike. 0-2 pitch, fastball upstairs, and pitch wasted by Wilkinson as the count's now 1-2. Leading off second base is McIntosh. He has a swipe already today. Wilkinson keeps his eyes on the plate, deals. 1-2, weakly fouled above the press box, and the count is going to stay at 1-2. Thomas, though, might, despite it being his third of three games played this series in the leadoff spot, every game that he has played, except for tonight, he's been in center field. Tonight, getting his first start in left against the Beach Dogs this season. 1-2 pitch, hit the other way into left field, and that's going to tail foul, landing on the concourse near the bullpen grill. Big shout out to Joanne and Linda out in the bullpen grill, which looks pretty packed right now, but they hooked me up with some delicious, a delicious chicken sandwich and some fried queso tots, which are just a fried thing of cheese, and they're amazing. Another bender from Danny Wilkinson, and that gets Ryland Thomas looking absolutely frozen on the breaking ball as Wilkinson has four punch-outs and keeps the Beach Dogs ahead. But the Mets get their first run of the game since the second inning. They get that run across on one hit and leave one man left. At the end of 5.5, the Beach Dogs lead it 4-2 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Hey fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers, because if we strike out seven or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that seventh strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
No Fred McGriff from around here.
Yep. And Scott Rowland played here. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 lead for the Beach Dogs, and a starter into the sixth for St. Lucie. Felipe De La Cruz still finding the zone as the fastball touches the outside corner for a called strike to Castillo. Castillo, an RBI in each of the last two nights. And that's pitch number 7 from De La Cruz as Castillo foul tips it in and out of the glove of Vincent Perozzo. Quickly an 0-2 count, as De La Cruz now up to 71 pitches with 46 strikes thrown. An 0-2 count to Castillo, who's 1-for-2 with that RBI single in the first. Now the pitch. Fastball missing outside, and it ends up leaving Perozzo's glove to make the count 1-2. Castillo flied out his last time up. Working quickly, though, De La Cruz sends it in. Hit back up the middle, leaping catch by De La Cruz off the bounce. He turns around and sends it to Reimer at first for out number one. Both pitchers, both starters, I should say, have fielded their position very well. A nice play on a hop, on a high hop to De La Cruz, and Alex McFarland had that web gem to end off the fourth inning. Now Marion Boyd leads off the sixth.
an RBI in his name today, but he's 0-2. He sent the first pitch deep into shortstop territory, a diving stop, but that's all it's going to be for Kevin Villavicencio as Omarion Boyd. If you leave your feet and end up on the ground, you're not going to get him. He's just too darn fast for that. Boyd swings at the first pitch to get his first hit of the ball game. A single here with one out in the sixth inning. And Boyd has now reached base in each of the last five games. 2 for 13 now. But he's been hit three times, walked twice, just grinding it out. As the first pitch, does it hit Viers? It did. I definitely heard something crack, and Viers gets plunked by an inside fastball to put two on and one out for Otto Kemp. So Boyd moving to second, Viers on first. Still no sign of a replacement pitcher. Gilbert Gomez is somewhere in the Mets dugout, but he's not waiting on the step. As now coming out from behind the plate is Vincent Perozzo to sign out the assignments to the Mets infield. It's 4-2 with the Threshers in the lead, but they threaten here with a speedy man on second and Omarion Boyd, and another runner on in Jordan Viers, who has solid speed. Now De La Cruz throws as both runners go, but no one was holding Boyd on at third base. The throw got to Tillian in time, but Boyd was in there well ahead of the tag, as Tillian was still a couple feet back from the third base bag on that double steal. So that is the third swipe of the game for Omarion Boyd. He's now leads the league with 12 on the season. And Jordan Viers has his second swipe of the year. It's a 1-0 count to Kemp, as De La Cruz is in trouble with two on, one out, and the infield in. The ball gets away from the catcher, but Kemp gives the stop sign to Omarion Boyd, and the count is 2-0. Viers on second, Boyd on third now, as the infield continues to push in for Clearwater, and now it's going to push in all the way to the mound, as I think that is going to be the hook for Felipe De La Cruz. But the longest outing in a Threshers game this season by a starter, 5 1/3 innings by Felipe De La Cruz. The longest a Threshers starter has gone is 4 innings. And this is the first time an opposing starter has gone 5 1/3. But the outing is still going for De La Cruz. He's now having a chat with Junior Tillian, but someone now just warming up in the Mets bullpen. It looks like a lefty getting loose. And De La Cruz, I thought, was getting the hook, but he'll stay on the mound. That was Gilbert Gomez coming out for the mound visit, but De La Cruz will stay in there despite being three pitches shy of 80. 2-0 to Kemp. Fastball upstairs, and it's 3-0. Could have just been a time-wasting move by Gomez, who's now leaning on the top step in the Mets dugout, as it's 3-0 to Otto Kemp with first base open. De La Cruz, the pitch. This is hit right back up the middle, and that's a base hit for Otto Kemp. Boyd scores easily, and Viers will hold up at third as a throw is tossed well wide of home plate, but certainly in dangerous distance if Viers had decided to go home. Fourth RBI of the season for Otto Kemp. All of them have come against St. Lucie's hitting, and the Beach Dogs take a 5-2 lead. So now runners on the corners for Brian Rincon, still batting out of the right-handed batter's box against the lefty starter, who is still in there. He might just finish out this inning with a man just getting started in the bullpen for St. Lucie. One out, and the runners cornered for the Beach Dogs. Drilled on a line by Rincon, and Tillian makes the grab. What a heads-up reaction play by Junior Tillian. And that robbed the Threshers, or the Beach Dogs, of at least one run. A well-hit ball by Rincon ends up as out number two. And now the infield will revert back to its normal depth for Eric Brito as Vincent Perozzo calls out the signs from behind the plate. Kemp on first, Viers on third. One run already home this inning, as Brito looking for his first hit of the ball game. De La Cruz deals.
Misses outside, count 1-0. A fly on the ground out for Brito.
This series, though, he has continued to be a pillar of consistency for the Threshers lineup. 4-for-11 with 3 runs scored and a stolen base. 1-0. This is an eye in the air out to right field. Charging in is Campos. He will hold off the second baseman and make the two-handed grab for out number 3 in the inning. But the Beach Dogs bring the lead back up to 3 runs. They get a run across on 1 hit and leave 2 men stranded, or 2 hits and leave 2 men stranded. We're heading into the 7th inning. Beach Dogs 5, St. Lucie 2 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On June 2nd, Threshers will host the 18th annual Pitch for Pink Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch some baseball for a good cause with a pregame survivor's walk, specialty jersey auction, and so much more. Visit our website for ways to support the Morton Plant Mies Healthcare Foundation and learn more about this great event on threshersbaseball.com.
Have you heard the news? The Clearwater Threshers have the best deal in town. Check out the Wednesday print edition or Friday digital edition of the Tampa Bay Times for an exclusive coupon for a Friday game. Grab your issue of the Tampa Bay Times today or visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Bay Care Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
Todos los domingos son divertidos en Bay Care Ballpark. Puede parquearse gratis y pregunta por nuestra oferta especial en la taquilla. Visítenos en la página web ThreshersBaseball.com y haz divertidos sus domingos.
Ben Lee, what's up, buddy? Finley's clearly having a busy night. He just came in, gave Lance and me a quick fist bump, and headed back to play with some more dogs, probably. I don't blame him. But the Beach Dogs in a comfortable 5-2 lead, and a new pitcher coming on for Clearwater is Andrew Walling, second straight lefty for the Beach Dogs, as the first pitch of the 7th inning is in there for a called strike to Kevin Villavicencio. A solid outing for Danny Wilkinson. He did let up a run, but is in line for the victory as Villavicencio swings and misses at a fastball to make the count 0-2. Two innings of work for Danny. One run allowed on one hit, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts, his second highest total in a game of the season. Walling lets a breaking ball miss a bit low to Villavicencio, trying to force the swinging strike, but he would not bite. And Kevin, 0-for-3 on the day with a strikeout, a fielder's choice, and a ground out. 1-2 pitch. Inside, ball number 2. Walling on the season. He's making his first outing of the series. Another one of the lefty arms in the Clearwater bullpen. He pitched 3 times against Tampa in total, allowing 3 runs, 2 of them earned. Hit the other way, foul by Villavicencio to keep the count at 2-2. And against the Tarpons, he pitched a total of 3 2/3 innings without earning a decision. Now in his 7th relief appearance, with a 5.87 ERA in 7 2/3 innings, as Villavicencio fouls it away again down the right field side. 7 walks and 10 strikeouts for Walling, including 3 walks and 4 strikeouts in 3 appearances against Tampa last week. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Second straight Beach Dogs reliever to start off his outing with a strikeout, and that is the 10th punch out of the game by Clearwater pitching. First of the day for Walling, and one gone here in the 7th as Villavicencio is retired on strikes in his second straight at bat. That'll bring up Jacob Reimer, who's walked twice, struck out in the 3rd. First pitch to him misses outside on the breaker, count 1-0. Walling, a 4-pitch mix, fastball, cutter, slider, and a curve. It looked like the cutter that just missed outside there. 1-0. Inside,
Another cutter, this one riding in on Reimer. Count 2 and out. One out here in the top of the 7th. Walling deals. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Count 2 and 1. Reimer awaits the 2-1. Hit hard foul down the third base line. That bounces off the backstop wall and into left field, where it'll be given to a fan by Ricardo Rosario. Reimer, the number 17 prospect in the Mets system, fourth round pick in the 2022 draft out of Yucaipa High School. Same high school as Taiwan Walker, the newest member of the Philadelphia Phillies. 2-2, fouled away, and we'll do it again. Reimer and Villavicencio have certainly made Andrew Walling work, as he has already thrown 13 pitches in just his second at-bat that he's faced in the game. 2-2, hit on a line deep into left field. Will it go? Foul. That was one of those fair, it's gone kind of hits. But fortunately for Walling and the Threshers, that ball tailed just foul. Would have been Reimer's first home run of the season. He's got a batting average of .298, tied for second on the team with 9 RBIs. And it would have been his second home run of his career, as he did have one home run in a short stint in his professional debut with the Florida Complex League Mets last year. 2-2 again, wave and a whiff, strike 3. Couldn't touch the breaking ball by Walling, who was fanned the first two batters to start off the 7th inning. 11 strikeouts for Beach Dogs pitching, 2 of them from Walling, 4 from Wilkinson, and 5 from Alex McFarland. So 2 gone in the 7th, that'll bring up Junior Tillian, who was out on a batter's interference in the first, then 0-for-2 since. Sweet grounder down the third base line and foul, fielded by Gilbert Gomez, or he'll just let it go into left again. Mind games. He's just making Rosario work extra to get those foul balls, or trying to give him the experience of giving balls to a fan straight on, something that Gilbert Gomez has done plenty in his long major and minor league career. So Finley is definitely staying busy in the stands. He usually hangs out in here a bit longer, but the fans love him. Can't keep him from all of his friends out here at BayCare Ballpark, furry or otherwise, as Tillian fouls that into the netting and the count's 0-2. Walling taking his time with a pitch clock at 6. He deals, zips the fastball in there, but it misses low for the count 1-2. Some of the fans thought it was strike 3, but Isabella Robb disagrees. 1-2, 2 outs. Beach Dogs lead at 5-2. Walling deals. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. That is now the 5th pitch this inning that has been fouled off with 2 strikes on a batter. Villavicencio and Reimer each knocked off 2 in foul territory. And that's the first one Tillian has hit away in a defensive swing. 1-2 pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Andrew Walling strikes out the side for Clearwater, puts his season total up to 13 punchouts, and gets 3 St. Lucie Mets up and down, swinging at his breaking balls. So that will end the 7th inning. The Mets go down in order for the first time, and we'll stretch it out here in Clearwater. 5-2 the score, Beach Dogs lead.
Clearwater Threshers take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers.
Yeah, after this, we're doing an MLB one.
Then make sure to rock out with us as Truly Hard Seltzer presents a post-game concert by the Black Hawkeyes Band. Visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Calling all Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 6th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher's signed Star Wars jersey to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will light the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
For the first time tonight, a new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets after six innings by Felipe de la Cruz. Facing the top of the Beach Dogs order, it's Javier Atencio making his first appearance of the season. 5-2 Beach Dogs in the lead, and they have led since the bottom of the first inning. St. Lucie has yet to get an advantage. The only tie came heading into the second inning. Before an out was recorded, Clearwater was in the lead. And it's a 1-0 now to Ricardo Rosario, who scored the first run of the game back in that first inning. 1-0 pitch. Inside, he jumps out of the way, and the count is now 2-0. Rosario extending his on-base streak to six games, every single game he's played thus far for Clearwater. Five RBIs, and a couple of runs scored as well, including one here tonight. 2-0 pitch. As Atencio misses upstairs, and the count is now 3-0. So De La Cruz, Knight will finish for St. Lucie with Atencio in there as he sends a 3-0 pitch over the plate to make it 3-1. De La Cruz went six innings, allowed five runs on six hits, two walks, and five strikeouts. And he is in line for the loss if the score holds. So now Rosario, after the pitch call was overturned from strike one to ball four, Rosario is on with his second consecutive walk. So no one out in the seventh, and Justin Crawford coming up, and he is up with a man on base for the third time tonight. He'd been the leadoff guy until Rosario came on, and since then, he's been hitting second for Clearwater. First pitch to Crawford, pulls back a bunt as the breaking ball misses outside. For Atencio, he is in his fourth game of the season, second as a reliever. 8 1/3 innings, 10 strikeouts, and now 10 walks. 11 earned runs on 11 hits in 8 1/3. And opponents are hitting .324 against the right-hander out of Ocumare del Tuy in Venezuela. The 21-year-old lefty has a 1-0 count on Crawford, and he's trying to hold Rosario back on first base. Already did so unsuccessfully as Rosario is growing his lead ever so slightly over to second. Here's the pitch to Crawford. Fastball upstairs, count 2-0. Crawford on the Threshers slash now Beach Dogs' longest win streak of the season. Seven games with a hit for Justin Crawford. Has got himself on the batting average leaderboards in the Florida State League, up at .314, which is ninth in the FSL. Rosario still leads off first. 2-0 pitch is hit high in the air and foul over the Beach Dogs' dugout by Crawford, and the count is now 2-1. Crawford, also with a stolen base already today, is up at 9 steals on the season, which is third in the Florida State League behind two of his teammates. Off to second goes Rosario. Pitch misses up and in, and the throw was bobbled a little bit by Perozzo, and Ricardo Rosario has his second stolen base of the game. It's 3-1 now to Crawford. And the Beach Dogs have another runner in scoring position. The last time Crawford hit with a runner on second base, Rosario scored the opening run of the game. So it's 3-1 to Crawford now. Rosario taking a short lead off second. The shortstop, Villavicencio, holding him on as Crawford will toss the bat to the dugout as the fastball missed up and outside for ball number four. Two straight walks to lead off the inning for Atencio, as Caleb Ricketts will try and bring his hit streak to six straight games. And what an impressive six games they have been for Caleb Ricketts. Today, though, 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored, so his on-base streak is at 6. But he is trying to get a sixth straight game with a hit as well. Ricketts had the night off last night, now up with two on and nobody out. First pitch to him is hit high in the air into shallow left field. Chasing after it is Villavicencio, but backed up by Rylan Thomas, who makes the catch for out number one. So Ricketts keeps his on-base streak at 6 and his hit streak at 5. One gone here in the 7th. And that will bring up Chad Castillo, who has driven in a run in each of his last two games. Two hits this series. Both of them have produced a run for Clearwater, as he had two RBIs last night, including a solo home run and an RBI single here in the 1st. Castillo's 1-for-3 on the night. As the pitch clock resumes, one out, runners on first and second base. Another double steal could be possible, with Rosario and Crawford both likely to steal bases. And it looked for a second like Atencio pulled back a pitch home to step off base, but no balk called by Tyler Green. Crawford on first, Rosario on second. And first pitch to Castillo. And that hits him on the back shoulder. Bounced all the way to the backstop, and Chad Castillo is on base for the second time today, and the bases are loaded with just one out for Marion Boyd. Boyd did not have an RBI until last night, but both his RBIs have ended up with him being retired on some sort of ground ball out. It was an RBI fielder's choice in the first inning, and last night an RBI ground out for his first ribby of the year. So now, as the Mets pitching coach is going to come out and have a chat with his reliever in Javier Atencio, Dan McKinney, out on the mound right now. The bases are loaded, full of beach dogs. Rosario on third, Crawford on second, and now Chad Castillo at first base. McKinney's going to head back to the dugout, and after this inning, which we still have two outs to go, Lance Williams will be back to give you an MLB scoreboard update. So stay tuned for that. But plenty of work to do for the Beach Dogs, as they have a loaded set of bases for Marion Boyd. Boyd, an RBI already today on a 1-for-3 day, singled and scored in the last inning. First pitch to Boyd, breaking ball, just missing outside. And that's going to be a balk to advance the runners. Gilbert Gomez out to have a chat with the umpire. And he did not agree with that call. He is making some very vivid hand gestures to try and tell Tyler Green that it was just normal on a balk. But Rosario scores to make it 6-2 Beach Dogs. Castillo moves to second and Crawford over to third. Gomez still having a chat with the bases umpire and Tyler Green. And now Tyler Green is telling him to stop and sending him back to the clubhouse. Gil Gomez still violently gesturing, showing the motions of the pitcher to the bases umpire and Tyler Green. And Isabella Robb will come up from behind home plate to try and push the envelope as Gilbert Gomez is ejected. So Gomez will head back to the clubhouse, still letting his opinions be known on his way back to the clubhouse. And he is now done for the night. We'll see Gilbert again tomorrow as the count is wiped clean for Marion Boyd. So, 6-2 the Threshers with a run scoring on a balk. Castillo on second, Crawford on third, and one out for Marion Boyd. Fastball upstairs to make the count 1-0. A bases loaded balk. You don't see that every day. Here's the 1-0. Cut on and missed. Boyd trying to get all of that pitch. But he does not get the sinking fastball as the count is 1-1. 2 on and 1 out. One run already home for the Beach Dogs. And now the 1-1 pitch. Bouncing into the glove of Pedroso. Well blocked, though. That saved a run as Crawford is just ready to go as soon as possible. Whole lot of speed for him. 2-1 count to Boyd, who's plenty speedy himself. 2-1. High in the air, foul. Count 2-2. As it lands behind the suites and on the roof on the right field side. 2-2 count to Boyd. 6-2 lead for the Beach Dogs. As they would clinch a win of the series for the second straight week. 2-2. Fastball gets away from Pedroso and Crawford sprinting home. He'll get in there standing up as the ball rolls to the backstop. As the wild pitch moves each runner up a base and fills up the count to Boyd. Crawford scores for the second time today. Castillo to third. And it is 7-2 Beach Dogs. A wild pitch and a balk. Put two runs back in the dugout for Clearwater. And Boyd is still 90 feet away from driving one in. With one on and a full count, the infield will push in for the Mets. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Outside ball four. And Amarion Boyd will head to first base. He's on base for the second time safely. Did reach on a fielder's choice when he drove in a run in the first inning. So now the runners are on the corners for Jordan Vyers. And Amarion Boyd is on first. Chad Castillo is on third. And Vyers is up at the plate with the two runners on and one out. A homer already today for Vyers, left-on-left matchup, as Atencio deals a fastball on the outside corner to make it an 0-1 count. Vyers was plunked in his last at-bat, got his second steal of the season on a double steal in conjunction with Amarion Boyd. And here's the 0-1 pitch. Atencio gets Vyers to pop this one up. The ball will stay on the infield grass, the infield fly rule not called for, as Tillian makes the catch coming over from third base out in front of Villavicencio in a pop-up for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, who was in a pretty familiar situation. Two runners on and one out. Now two outs. Kemp drove in one of those runs, namely Marion Boyd, coming from third base in his last time up back in the sixth. Now he has a 5-run lead as the Threshers, actually the Beach Dogs, lead it 7-2. Boyd slides headfirst safely back into first base. Reimer takes some time but ends up sending the ball back to lefty Atencio. Back-to-back lefties off the mound for St. Lucie. Boyd taking the lead off of first base again. Castillo on third. Boyd will go to second. The pitch in there for a strike. Pedroso won't bother throwing it as Amarion Boyd has his fourth stolen base of the ballgame. He stole second three times and third once. No, second twice and third twice. I can't count, but it's fine. 0-1 count to Kemp, or 1-1 count to Kemp. The pitch way outside. Pedroso gloves it. And now it's a 1-1 count to Kemp. I'm too distracted by these dogs. That's why I can't count tonight. Don't worry, guys. I'll learn. 1-1 to Kemp. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Atencio deals. Fastball catching the outside corner and the count's 1-2. Kemp, 4 RBIs this series and this season. A solo homer and another RBI on Tuesday. And an RBI single tonight, and an RBI single last night, or two nights ago, when he had that 4-for-5 game on Wednesday. Boyd on second, Castillo on third, 1-2 count with two outs to Kemp, two runs already across for the Beach Dogs here in the seventh. Atencio deals. Swing and a miss. There is strike three to Otto Kemp. But the damage is done. A couple of pitching mishaps help the Beach Dogs out. A run scored on a balk and a wild pitch. As the Beach Dogs put two runs up without a hit in the seventh inning, and they leave two on base. At the end of seven, the Beach Dogs lead it 7-2. But instead of going to a break, we'll go to Lance Williams, who's going to take us for a spin around the major leagues in our MLB scoreboard.
All right, thanks. Yeah, it's a nice night in the major leagues. Starting off, we have the Kansas City Royals taking on the Twins. That game's at the bottom of the eighth. Right now, the Royals are down 6-8. Next, we have the Chicago Cubs down in Miami versus the Marlins. That's at the bottom of the seventh, both tied up at two runs each. Next is the Seattle Mariners in Toronto. That game is at the top of the fifth, also tied at two runs. Next is the Atlanta Braves in Queens against the Mets. The Mets at the bottom of the fifth. The Braves are up 4-0. Next is the Cleveland Guardians down in Boston. The Guardians are up 4-1 at the bottom of the fifth. Next is the Tampa Bay Rays in Chicago versus the White Sox. That game's in the bottom of the fifth, tied up 2-0 as well, or 2-2 as well, excuse me. Next, the Yankees down 0-1 against the Texas Rangers. Next is the Angels. They're in Milwaukee, down 0-1 at the bottom of the second. Then we have the rematch of the 2022 World Series, our Philadelphia Phillies. They're tied up 1-1 in Houston. The scoring for the Phillies is Kyle Schwarber. He hit a Schwar bomb. He hit a home run. And JT Realmuto, he has the Phillies' other hit. He had a single as well. That game just started. It's the bottom of the second. Next, the other games that have not started yet are the Diamondbacks taking on the Rockies. That game, the first pitch is at 8:40, followed by the Cincinnati Reds in Oakland, first pitch at 9:40. The Cardinals, the top of the eighth inning is starting, so I'll send it back to Josh.
Thank you, Lance. We'll see you again during the post-game show. 1-0 count in the eighth turned into a 1-1 count as Perozzo swings and misses at a fastball by Andrew Walling. Appreciate the scoreboard, and good to see that Kyle Schwarber is still doing what Kyle Schwarber does. And also, love the term Schwarbomb. I think there needs to be more use for it, but obviously it's just specific to Kyle.
At Wawa, they sell a drink up in Philly called a Schwarbomb.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
1-2 hit high in the air out to left field. Tailing towards the foul line is Rosario, teetering on foul territory and making the catch on the foul side of the left field line is Ricardo Rosario, one out here in the eighth inning. Do you think they sell those in Wawa's around here?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. I don't go to Wawa frequently. We do have a nice Wawa advertisement here in right field, but I've not seen it here in the Tampa Bay area. No.
Well, it's the spring training home of the Phillies as Campos goes out ahead on a pitch, officially confirmed by Tyler Green. It's 1-0-1 count to Campos. You got to think in the spring training home of the Phillies, you'd be able to get a Schwarbomb around here.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if the average Tampa Bay area resident knows who Kyle Schwarber is. He's a great player, but if you don't follow baseball, if you're not a Phillies fan or a Phillies person, you might not know who Schwarber is. So you might not be enticed to buy a Schwarber.
That's disappointing. I would definitely buy them. Hint, hint, Wawa. So 0-2 count to Campos. Walling has retired R4 he's faced. The 0-2 pitch, wave and a whiff, and there is strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Andrew Walling. And the Threshers pitchers now have 13 punchies on the day. So nobody on, and two outs here for Jeffrey De Los Santos and the Mets. And Michael Jones is going to come out, and I think he's going to take Walling out of the game.
Yeah, three of the three Beach Dogs pitchers today, they all have four strikeouts, so sort of balanced attack on the bullpen and on the mound. Yeah.
So Andrew Walling is going to get an ovation from the crowd here as he strung out four of five batters that he faced in an inning and two-thirds. He won't get a decision tonight, but he certainly looked like the most impressive pitcher out there this evening. So a new pitcher coming up to face Jeffrey De Los Santos of the Mets. We'll tell you who that is next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 28th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. And don't forget to prepare your pups for a costume contest. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, you heard the dog. A new pitcher coming in for the Beach Dogs, Orion Kerkering, coming on the mound in the late innings, as he is accustomed to doing. Three saves on the season, including one earlier this week, as Orion Kerkering is set to make his seventh appearance. Six innings of work. So this will be his longest outing of the season if he gets all four outs. Six innings of work, one hit, one walk, and 10 strikeouts. He has been untouchable in Clearwater in his first full pro season. First pitch, Jeffrey De Los Santos. Is business as usual for Kerkering. 98 miles an hour on the heater, and the count is 0-1. Kerkering, the 0-1, cut on and missed. De Los Santos had no shot. Another 98 mile an hour heater to make the count at 0-2. Out of USF, Kerkering was taken in the fifth round of last year's draft. 0-2 pitch, fastball inside, and the count's 1-2. And he is one of those just hard-throwing guys. Four pitches in his mix, though. Four-seamer, slider, curve, and a change. That four-seamer is his bread and butter, and that's the pitch that is fouled away by De Los Santos to keep the count at 1-2. 7-2 the lead for the Beach Dogs. They scored three in the first inning and have led at every point in this ballgame. The only tie was in between the top and bottom of that first inning. Other than that, it has been all Beach Dogs. 1-2, weakly hit down the third baseline and rolling foul to a different third base coach as Gilbert Gomez was ejected. I can't see the jersey number, but it is one of the Mets field staff. That's about as good as I can tell you. 1-2 the count now to De Los Santos as he fouls another pitch with two strikes. And this misses inside, count 2-2. 99 on the gun for Kerkering. He hit 100 miles an hour against St. Lucie on Tuesday as he got the save in a Threshers 8-5 win. 1-2. Bouncing in, almost hitting Campos. He jumped out of the way, though, and the count is now 2-2. I think time was called before his last pitch, so that's why there's only two balls and two strikes in the count. Kerkering working quickly. 8 seconds on the count. The pitch, fastball. No, I was right, and the scoreboard is wrong. Ball four is Kerkering, just his third base runner allowed of the season. Two walks and one hit in six innings of work, and that'll bring up Adrian Hernandez. Oh, no, it is 3-2. I don't even know what's going on, do I? So it's 3-2. No one had the count right in that. Payoff pitch, called strike three, and that's more like it for Orion Kerkering. 98 miles an hour, top right corner of the strike zone. No one's touching that one. 14th K of the day for Threshers pitching, 11th of the season for Orion Kerkering. And we'll head into the bottom of the eighth inning, excuse me, as the St. Lucie Mets go down in order for the second straight inning. 7-2 the lead. Beach Dogs batting in the bottom of the eighth next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. see priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come down to Bake Air Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the field, and Kelly's Catering delivers more fireworks after the game ends. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Javier Atencio back on the mound for the Mets, but the Beach Donks with a commanding 7-2 lead. Brian Rincon, Eric Brito, and Ricardo Rosario to lead things off for the Threshers here in the bottom eight. Pitch misses outside, ball one. And Rincon 0-3, but he was very close to a potentially multi-RBI base hit in that last inning. 1-0 pitch, 2-0, right in the same spot, high and outside on the fastball by Atencio to make it 2-0. He had a sharp line drive, did Rincon, over to the third baseman, but a leaping catch by Junior Tillian made it an out instead of an RBI. Could have gone for extra bases as it was right down that left field line. It's a 3-0 count now to Rincon, who is hitting 154 on the year, a homer and three RBIs. 3-0 pitch, inside. On the corner, strike one. Really close pitch. Rincon had turned to the dugout as he was thinking that was ball four. But instead, he'll stay in the box and foul the next pitch away over the security cameras on the right field wall over one of the suites. And the count's now full. 7-2 the lead for the Beach Dogs. Three runs in the first, one in the fourth and sixth, and two in the seventh. Looking for some more insurance here in the ninth. 3-2 pitch is hit on a line right to the first baseman, Reimer. And two hard-hit balls just right at the corner infield in back-to-back innings for Brian Rincon. An L5 and an L3 for the first out in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Eric Brito. And speaking of L3, Star Wars night is a week from tomorrow. And we'll also have our first jersey auction of the season as Eric Brito cuts on and misses the first pitch for strike one ahead of a breaking ball from Atencio. You can bid on signed jerseys by one of 10 Threshers players. Also, game-worn jerseys that are specially themed for Star Wars night on May 6th against the Lakeland Flying Tigers next week. 1-1 count now to Brito as the breaking ball misses outside. And you're going to have to compete against me for those jerseys because they are pretty darn cool. Boba Fett themed are this year's jerseys, and they will be worn by the Threshers on May 6th when they take on Lakeland. 1-1 to Brito, bounces on the plate, and it's now 2-1. Now it's the Beach Dogs who are up 7-2. But you can still go to threshersbaseball.com to find out more information on Star Wars night and how to bid on those jerseys. All proceeds of the jersey auction going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. This is hit on a ground to third base. Tillian shuffles towards first, sends the throw over to Reimer for out number two. So Brito will not get a hit unless a big rally starts with two outs here for the Beach Dogs. He's 0-4 with two ground outs. And Ricardo Rosario having himself a nice game. He's reached base 3 of 4 times. He's 1-2, 1-for-2, with 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases, and a hit in the first inning. As the breaking ball misses inside, count 1-0. In his 6th game with the Threshers, he's reached base all 6. That's why he's been a leadoff guy. As
The call is upheld by Isabella Robb. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Count 2-0. Rosario was 1-for-3 in stolen bases before tonight. When he's got on, he has successfully stolen twice. He held up his swing. No appeal to first as Robb will take her time and keep it a 3-0 count as it's ball number 3. Rosario, 2-for-2 in steals tonight. A single in the first, a walk in each of his last two at-bats with 2 runs scored. 3-0 the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike. And Rosario came into today's game with a very impressive slash line in about a week with the Threshers. He was 2-for-3 last night, 2-for-7 this series, 3-for-9 against Tampa. And now he walks for the third time as the fastball bounces in the right-handed batter's box. And Rosario will walk for the third straight plate appearance. So two gone in the eighth, and the Beach Dogs have a base runner. And Justin Crawford looking to bring Rosario home like he did in the first inning. Rosario is 1-for-3 with a walk, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Also has a stolen base, which surprises no one. First pitch to Crawford, hit the other way, past the diving glove of Tilley and into left field for a base hit. Rosario stands up at second base, and he'll stay right there as Justin Crawford has his second multi-hit game of the series. A lot's been said about Caleb Ricketts' streak, as he now has a chance to extend his hit streak to 6 games. He's already reached base once with a walk in the first, but is 0-for-3. He's got 2 runners to potentially drive in, and he seems to hit better with guys on base. 15 RBIs on the season. That's good for second in the entire Florida State League, one of many categories that Ricketts graces the leaderboards of. 2 outs, 2 on, 7-2 the score for the Threshers, and Ricketts stumps the first pitch into the concourse out in left field to make it an 0-1 count. Ricketts came into the game leading the league with a .357 batting average. It's now down at .339 after his 0-for-3 day, which is good for a tie in fourth, just above Eric Brito. 0-1 the pitch, inside, ball one. And some other categories, as I mentioned, Ricketts second in the league in RBIs. Slugging percentage was at .500 at the start of the game, which put him in a tie for sixth. OPS at .862, which put him in behind Eric Brito for ninth in the league. He is third in the league. No, actually, that's Rincones Jr., excuse me. So he's close to up there in doubles. That's about 3 or 4. Now facing a 1-2 count as the breaking ball touches the inside part of the plate. And he also is tied for fifth with Gabriel Rincones Jr. with 28 total bases on the season. So quite a start to the season for the Phillies' number 26 prospect. And the 1-2. This is hit high in the air out to deep right field. Going back is Campos on the edge of the warning track and taking a couple steps in to make the grab with 2 hands and end the inning. So Ricketts' hit streak will end at 6. His on-base streak, though, stays at 6, and the Threshers look to extend their win streak to 5 as we head to the 9th inning. No runs scored for Clearwater on 1 hit, 2 left, and it's 7-2 Beach Dogs heading into the final frame.
Hey, fans, be sure to cheer on your Threshers pitchers. Strike out 7 or more batters at any home game, you get a free taco. Keep your eyes on the video board after that 7th strikeout for a promo code to use on a free taco. Good with any purchase on the Tijuana Flats app. So download the Tijuana Flats app and get your tickets now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Tijuana Flats is bringing the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023.
Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Orion Kerkering back out for the ninth inning, and I think that's something that Phillies fans are going to be able to hear for quite a while. This guy has had a fantastic start to his first full pro season. 11 strikeouts in now 6 1/3 innings, with a strikeout of the only batter he faced in the eighth, in Jeffrey De Los Santos. He now comes into the ninth with a 7-2 lead, and the first pitch to Adrian Hernandez misses for ball one. So not a save situation for Kerkering, but just some more practice in late-game situations. 1-0, fastball on the outside corner to make it 1-1. And he has a 98-mile-an-hour heater that he can just put wherever he wants. Really good command of that fastball. 1-1, inside, just missing, and it is a called ball number one. As Kerkering, now second to Andrew Walling among Threshers and Beach Dog relievers with 11. Walling had 4 strikeouts to give him 13 on the season. So it's a 2-2 count now to Hernandez. Nobody on here in the ninth. The pitch, foul tip into the glove of Ricketts for strike three. Two batters that Kerkering has faced have gone down on strikes, and the Beach Dogs have now K'd 15, one away from their season high set back in game number 2 in the no-hitter against Bradenton. Kerkering, part of that effort, he struck out the side in the eighth. And now Blaine McIntosh sends the first pitch high in the air and foul down the left field line to count 0-1. So Kerkering clearly being groomed for a setup or closer kind of role. 3 saves and 3 attempts already. Hasn't gone in earlier than the 7th so far this season, as McIntosh fouls one off of the umpire and makes the count 0-2. If Kerkering can strike out the side, the Beach Dogs will set a new team high in strikeouts. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. McIntosh couldn't touch that slider. And that's the third K of the day for Orion Kerkering. And the Beach Dogs have tied the Threshers' season high for 16 punch-outs. 2 gone here in the ninth. 7-2 the lead for Clearwater. And Ryland Thomas is the last thing standing between the Mets and a chance at least tying the series. 1-0 count now to Thomas, who is 1-for-3, a single, a walk, and he's been out in his last 2 appearances. 1-0 pitch, right down the pipe on the heater, and the count is 1-1. In the fourth, he ended the inning on a really nice play by Alex McFarland, and then he struck out looking in the sixth. Fastball inside. Inside, count 2-1, excuse me. 2-1 the count now to Thomas, 2 outs in the ninth. The pitch, hit on the ground to short. Rincon loses the ball, picks it up quickly, sends it to first, and gets the speedy Thomas in time to end the game. Clearwater gets their first win as the Beach Dogs in their 5th straight victory of the 2023 season. The first place Beach Dogs, 7-2, a truly dominant victory over the St. Lucie Mets. They've won their last 5 and the first 4 of this 12-game homestand. They have now won their 2nd consecutive series, beating Tampa 4-2 last week, and they took the first 4 this week against the St. Lucie Mets. A 7-2 victory for the Beach Dogs for a team-best 5th straight win. I'll have Lance tell you a bit more about it, as my broadcast partner Lance Williams will take over the pregame show, or the postgame show.
All right. Good. All right, thanks, Josh. It was a dominant win for the Clearwater Beach Dogs in their debut, I guess. So the scoring started off quickly for the Beach Dogs. It started off with Justin Crawford singling in Ryland Thomas for the first score of the game, the first run for the Beach Dogs, followed by Chad Castillo singling that brought in Justin Crawford, and Amarion Boyd singling or forcing out that brought in Caleb Ricketts. So three runs to start the bottom of the first inning. That was phenomenal for the Beach Dogs. Then their scoring continued at the bottom of the fourth when Jordan Vyas hit his second home run of the season. Brought out to right field, hit the yellow tape, and that counts as a home run here at Bankcare Ballpark. Their next run was at the bottom of the sixth when Otto Kemp singled. He hit a single that brought in Amarian Boyd. And then the bottom of the seventh was just some mistakes by the Mets that led to a lot of runs for the Beach Dogs. Excuse me. Okay, so the bottom of the seventh, it was a balk that brought in Ricardo Rosario, and then a wild pitch that brought in Justin Crawford. Those were the two runs in the seventh inning, and that was the seventh and final run for the Beach Dogs, but that's all they needed. The Mets had just two runs on the game, first coming in the second inning, and then the second coming in the sixth inning. So it was a dominant performance from the Beach Dogs all around. Three of their four pitchers had four strikeouts. That's the starter McFarland, Wilkinson, and Walling. And then Orion Kerkring, a dominant performance while closing out as well. He had three strikeouts. So another cool stat line from today's game was Amarian Boyd had four stolen bases. He was everywhere on the bases. They just couldn't catch him. So the next game for the Beach Dogs, or not for the Beach Dogs, for the Threshers, is tomorrow. No dogs tomorrow, but there will be fireworks. So Saturday night, Bankcare Ballpark is always a place where you want to be, especially with the fireworks. And especially with the way this Clearwater Threshers team has been playing. They're 13-6. They just won four in a row versus the St. Lucie Mets, the affiliate of the New York Mets. The St. Lucie Mets, they go to 5-14. Threshers, once again, 13-6. And they're looking potentially have their first sweep of the season. So let's take a look at the Florida State League scores from today. So the other game that has finished so far is the Tampa Tarpons. They lost 8-9 in Jupiter versus the Hammerheads. Now, the other three games going on in the Florida State League, they're in the ninth inning. Palm Beach, they're up 13-5 against Lakeland. That's in Lakeland. Bradenton is up 7-0 in Dunedin at the top of the ninth. Fort Myers is up 3-2 down in Daytona at the middle of the ninth. So the Clearwater Threshers on top of the Florida State League, and they'll look to continue their winning tomorrow. That game is at 6:15. The broadcast starts at 6:15. First pitch is at 6:30. That's the Clearwater Threshers tomorrow, not the Beach Dogs. And it'll be a lot of fun. Fireworks and festivities. So, should be a good game. All right, Josh, do you have anything else for the podcast?
Well, always. Wanted to give a shout-out to Finley, who told me that there is a Wawa not too far from here. So, I'm going to have to go there after this game and petition them to make the Schwarbomb a drink here in Clearwater as well. If you want to follow Finley on Twitter, it's at FinleyPHIN. Thresher, and my Twitter is Josh underscore Squirt.
That Finley doesn't talk. He was nonverbal communication. that's how he communicates.
That's why he's on Twitter, because he's exactly. Not, you know, he's not talking. Sharks don't talk.
Sharks do not talk.
No.
Finley's a very animated mascot, but
He talks with a lot of hand gestures and he types for sure. He's darn good at it. So thank you, Finley, for telling me about the Wawa not too far from here, and hopefully I can go get a Schwarbomb from them. But on the Beach Dogs note, the Beach Dogs are 1-0 as the Beach Dogs. 13-6 is the record for the Threshers, as Clearwater will transform back into Threshers tomorrow. As Lance told you guys, 6:15 pregame, 6:30 first pitch. Clearwater takes their second six-game series victory of the season, third overall in terms of series, as they won the first four against St. Lucie, with a season-high five-game win streak that they will take into tomorrow. With the win, they are still first in the West Division and have the best record in the Florida State League. So if you want to listen to a first-place team, keep it locked right here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. But I'll be off the air until tomorrow. Thanks again to Lance Williams for joining the broadcast. We'll see plenty more of him as the year goes on. But once again, I'm Josh Sperber. Thank you all for tuning in. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow. But until then, you enjoy your Friday night.